334, no tax.
A gunman is killed after shooting four cops at a police station of all places in Detroit. Meanwhile, there was a shootout at a Washington State Walmart. There, two people are dead and two deputies are hurt. Sad stuff from over the weekend. Plus, on the lighter side, the Super Bowl is set, and who are the two teams left to duke it out? If you were thinking Pittsburgh and you were thinking Green Bay, you're absolutely right. Green Bay, the early favorite, 2.5 points. That, of course, doesn't happen until February 6th. The most watched game, the most watched thing in television you can ever think of. Last year, all records were shattered, and it's probably sure to be the same this time around. Hey, everybody, hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place. Don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or whatever you call yourself. You're invited to the party in this overnight highway. Give out the digits right at the top, 800-259-5791. Coming up later this week, we're headed to Washington. The show is where we'll be broadcasting pretty much anything and everything on healthcare, a smorgasbord of healthcare, all the facts that you ever wanted to know on all sides of this thing. We're not just taking one lane. We're going to give you the whole enchilada and let you hear what everybody is saying about keep health care, keep your dirty, stinking hands off health care, or please repeal this sucker so you're going to get all of it and more. And probably for the next week or two as well, we'll be able to have a lot of that here on America Tonight, so we're very excited about it. Speaking of Washington, the big deal is this week is, of course, the State of the Union address as well. The president will most likely be talking about, I'm thinking health care is going to be mixed in there, and probably what happened in Arizona, some of that, and probably can't we all just get along? Some mention of that might be part of what the State of the Union is all about. Here's what Senator Kirsten Gillibrand had to say about the Republicans and the State of the Union and what some of the good signs are that she's actually seeing. Check it out.
I called up Senator Thune 2 days ago and said, would you like to sit with me during the State of the Union? And he said yes. I think it's just a measure to show that we're willing to cross party lines to work together to solve these problems.
Well, if they're sitting together, I would think this time around somebody screaming out liar probably won't happen if it's, let's see, Democrat, Republican. We'll just break it up that way. Really what's going to happen is some people are going to sit with Republicans, Democrats will sit together like she did and having that conversation with Thune, Gillibrand and Thune. But then there are others that will sit with their own kind, let's say. I don't think that you're going to have across the board Republican, Democrat separated. I think it'll kind of be a mixed bag, which is what the State of the Union will probably be as well. Well, this is not about a mixed bag. This is a sad tale. When you see the headline about somebody going into a police station, you have to have some serious cojones to even do that. Think about it. So then it makes you wonder, well, who did this? There are not a lot of details coming out of this. A gunman, mysterious gunman, opens fire in this police department, wounds four officers, including a commander in that bunch. Then he's shot and killed by the police. He goes through the revolving door that's at the front, happens after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then just starts picking off officers. So indiscriminately, I guess is the right word to use, just bang, bang, bang. Then you have chaos and whatever else ensues when there's just pure shock. People are shook up, and it's too late once they go down. The good news is the most serious wounded was the commander. He was shot in the back, and he had surgery, and they're saying his prognosis is pretty good. You had a couple of others who were grazed, and they're talking, they're alert, they're fine. So that's the good part of this story. You didn't have any officers that were killed. However, who goes into the police precinct and does this? Who does that? And in some cities, really, they'll have metal detectors, or some of them won't. It just depends. In some places, if you visit or go into a police department, you'll be able to talk to someone face-to-face. In other places, the security is a little bit tighter than that. I think it depends on what city you're living in, how big. Is it a small area? Is it a big area? I mean, there's a million different factors, let's be honest, that come into play here. But if somebody is sitting at the front, which would be your typical thing, manning the desk, I'll call it, it had to be pretty shocking to watch this happen. The question becomes, who did this? Who was the person that did it? And there are a lot of theories that are floating around. Right away, in trying to explain this, several people have said that they believe that it's an ex-police officer or somebody with an axe to grind over something that happened with the police, whether it was domestic violence or some other thing that was relatable to somebody tied to that particular precinct. I think the mystery will be cleared up probably on Monday. But, boy, what a scary thing to happen for those police to have their guard completely down. And I think that's why the theory started to float that it was probably an ex-police officer or somebody that people knew, although that's not immediately what's being released. So it's just a lot of theories, actually, at this point. And then another thing happens in a completely different area of the United States, outside of a Walmart in Washington State. You got a shooting there, two people dead, two deputies actually hurt in this case. Not too far from Seattle, kind of a stone's throw away from Seattle, it happened. And it wasn't inside. There was some confusion about that. But it was somebody outside that was acting a little erratically. The description was the man ran and started shooting when the deputies who had pulled up tried to talk to him. So those deputies ended up wounded, and they were returning fire. And the suspect started firing when the one officer was probably somewhere 40 feet or so behind him. That's what the police description is. So now here we go again with the same thing. You have people running around, hustling around, trying to fall to the ground, figure out what's happening. The store gets locked down. You have 100 or so customers in the store. And then after they were questioned, they were allowed to leave. But the big question always remains the same. And the question is, why? How did this happen? What was the motivation behind this? Was this just somebody who was unbalanced? Are we going to keep going that route? Or was there somebody with an axe to grind with that store for some reason? Or no, just making a statement. What's going on in this case? What sent him to that Walmart, and why open fire? What's the deal there? All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at affinitydiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from affinitydiet.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you think the scoop is with Keith Olbermann and MSNBC? Did anybody catch this? If you're into the world of politics, or if you watch any tube, you know who Olbermann is. The countdown guy. Countdown is over. And typical of Keith Olbermann, all he said was thanking the audience and pretty much, this is our last countdown show. It was very abrupt. Just boom. We're done. And that's it. Effective immediately. The sign-off is where he said it. And what he said is he'd been told that Friday's show would be his last. So then the mystery continues. MSNBC issues a statement that said, MSNBC and Keith Olbermann have ended their contract. The last broadcast of Countdown with Keith Olbermann will be this evening. MSNBC thanks Keith for his integral role in MSNBC's success, and we wish him well in his future endeavors. That sounds like the kiss-off of Conan O'Brien that he got, doesn't it, from NBC? Or I can think of a few other people who had a similar kiss-off. Even Juan Williams, member NPR, poof, there he goes. He's no longer with us. And he was clearly shocked. And I don't know, Olbermann, they say the rumor is that was worked out, but still it was a surprise to him. However, this guy has 100,000 lives. He could go back to sports. He could pop up on another network. He could end up on radio or writing a column or doing something. I mean, this is a guy who never says die no matter what. And he'll take his the worst person in the world probably somewhere with him. He's just moving on to whatever the next thing is. You know, honestly, I think Keith Olbermann, when he was with Dan Patrick back in the old school days, if you were ever an ESPN TV watcher, that was the best. I think he was excellent in that role, and the two of them together had that great chemistry. And I don't know that ESPN has ever duplicated that. Matt, you're a watcher of sports, and I know that you flip into ESPN certainly to see scores and whatnot. I mean, ESPN to me now has just gone off into a crazy zone because everybody's trying to imitate everybody, and it's not like it was way back in the Wayback Machine, I think, with Patrick and Olbermann.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of ESPN, to be honest with you, because I think a lot of their commentary and the way they present stories, it's all slanted, in my opinion, to what best is in the interest of the best interest of ESPN. Like, they cover the hell out of the NBA and
right.
don't cover the NHL at all because they have NBA on their ESPN programming and they don't have the NHL. So the NHL gets a small sliver of coverage, whereas the NBA gets promoted all the time, even though I would say comparably they have about the same amount of viewership. And it's things like that that they do. And I don't know, there's The Onion. They have a new show called The Sports Dome, which they make fun of ESPN. It's actually kind of funny. So I've checked that out a couple times. They do it's like a kind of a Daily Show style show about SportsCenter. And it's just deadpan sarcasm.
Well, have to check it out.
It's on The Onion? Well, it's made by The Onion. It's called The Sports Dome.
Okay. We'll check that out. I agree. I'm not a big ESPN fan either. I was back in the day, but I think that he's right, that they serve whatever interest it is best for them, and that all the people are just trying to they're all imitators. And there may be one or two original, I don't know, because I don't watch it. I was so turned off by them, I don't watch it. But they used to be the innovator, let's put it that way, and it was great. That was in the early days when they weren't the big players. Then they become the big players, and I think they got too many people that were trying to imitate whoever, like imitate Chris Berman. Since Chris Berman's an original, and all of his sayings and all that stuff, that was really him. There's no question that was really him. And I think now that's what you get with ESPN. Plus, maybe I know too much inside scoop on ESPN and some of the crazy stuff that they do as far as the people who go for interviews and how they end up picking people is just insane. I get it that there's competition, but some of the things that they put these people through, I think that specifically they're trying to pump out the same thing, and that's why certain people get hired there. All right, so we move from the whole Keith Olbermann question where he's going to end up somewhere else. It's just a question of where it is next to a couple of other things. I'll stick on this one thing since we're on broadcasting for a minute. Colin Powell came to the defense of NPR and something that I recently read. Since the Republicans are talking about what they're going to cut, what should be cut, because we need to save money. And NPR comes up on the chopping block a bunch. It's not something new because it's money that could be chopped out, right? So the former Secretary of State disagrees with going after things like NPR and other small programs, saying that's not the thing to do. And that Congress really needs to deal with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid if they want to balance the budget. And that a spending freeze was not was an inefficient way, basically, of cutting the deficit, because the real money is in the entitlements. And unless we do something about that, you can't come up with any of these balanced budgets. You can't fix the national debt by killing NPR. Or by killing the endowment for the humanities or the arts, you know, or any of that kind of stuff, because frankly, it's just not enough money. I mean, he makes a good point there. At this juncture, you do have to deal with the big stuff. You do have to get down to it and dig deep and figure out where you can really cut big chunks of money. And, you know, where are the big, where are the sacred cows that you can go after? Where are they? And some of them were mentioned. What is it that you need to figure out and cut out where the fat is? And there's a lot of it. And that's part of the problem is unchecked for how long, you know, you let the inmates run the asylum and this is what you get. How not having a balanced budget has been acceptable for so long, I mean, I'll never get that. You would think that would be something that you would dangle out there as one of the highlights. Hey, the other guys really screwed it up, and I don't know, to be honest, if I can get it back on track right away, but I'll tell you what, here's what I'm going to really try to do. And this is some of the big stuff I have no choice but to go after, and so be it. If you don't reelect me again, I'm going to do what's necessary to get this train back on the right tracks. Speaking of being on the right tracks, Jack LaLanne was one of those guys who always seemed to be on the right track, certainly with exercise and fitness, because how do you last as long as Jack LaLanne did, 96 years old? And it seemed like he was always on the tube, and he always looked like he was in pretty good shape. I mean, I don't say pretty good shape, he was in great shape. And I think I said this previously, but if you didn't hear it, I used to live down the street from Jack LaLanne. I lived in Central California in a place called Morro Bay. Beautiful, beautiful place. And he lived around the corner. And every once in a while you would see him. And he really was. You could probably bounce quarters off of him, you know, off of his stomach. And this is a guy who hit the scene when nobody was doing it. Back in the black and white days of TV, early TV in the 50s, and somehow he started that phenomenon of the, I've got some exercises for you to do, do them along with me, and housewives were probably the people who did them, and they did them. You know, think of how people have gotten rich, like this Julian character, or Jane Fonda, or whoever. what's his name? Crazy guy, oh, I can't think of his name, Richard somebody. But all the various exercise people who have done push-ups and sit-ups and sweating to the oldies or whatever it is, he is the godfather of all of that. Because that's where the exercises, I think, with the towel and the chair and not a lot of special stuff, that's where it all started. And the guy was incredible. When he turned 43 in the 50s, he did something like 1,000 push-ups in 23 minutes. 23 minutes! He swam from Alcatraz Island to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, handcuffed, shackled, and towed a boat, and he was 60. Ooh. My oh my. I don't know if there will be another Jack LaLanne. We can count, coming up next.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month's supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Well, it's number one, and that's where we start on We Can Count. Natalie Portman, who took in a big award for Black Swan, now finds herself as part of the crew of No Strings Attached. Ashton Kutcher is also her co-star in this one. It sold about 20 million and counting tickets across the U.S. and Canada. It's just been open for now 3 days. That was one of our cheap movie reviews. As I said, it's a chick flick. So it's a chick flick that is scoring a home run. And this is just the early release. So they'll recoup the money, I would think, on this one. You know, it's all about the right time for the release of the movie. How much does that account for things? Movies aren't just movies anymore, though. They become other products. With this one, I don't know that there's much of another product other than... boom, they get it to DVD. But Paramount says that women accounted for, ready for this, 70% of the audience. And under 25 gave it the best reviews in the little exit polls they did at some of the theaters. So young women going to see No Strings attached. And you think, I was thinking about this, Ashton Kutcher, what was his last big movie? And the last one he did a romantic comedy with Cameron Diaz. It was called What Happens in Vegas, and they did pretty good. I can't remember what the overall box office was, but it was pretty good haul. And so that's off to the same start. All right, this was an odd deal from the Philippines. Did you hear this story? It might have got lost in the middle of some of the other sad things, the police station in Detroit and what happened in Washington outside that Walmart. But five Americans came ashore in pretty good health in the central Philippines. This was after everybody and their brother, Coast Guards, everybody, was searching for them. It was an international search for their sailboat because they didn't arrive when they were supposed to from Guam. And their sailboat, called the Pineapple, apparently ran into bad weather after it left Guam, after they left Guam on January 6th, and they were headed to the Philippines. And the relatives of this crew, there was four men and a woman, reported them missing on January 18th. So imagine that. They've been missing since January 18th, and then suddenly they show up. A Philippine Coast Guard cutter actually reached the catamaran. They spotted it by plane, I guess, the day before, and they helped get it ashore. But they had rudders that were damaged, and their original destination, of course, was way off, but how relieved would they be? And the Coast Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, said that they had spent 63 hours searching for this sailboat and ultimately felt relieved that the boat was found, but said the crew didn't take the right precautions. They didn't carry any kind of long-distance communication stuff or distress equipment. They didn't have a comprehensive float plan. I don't know. How do you do that? You step on a catamaran and you say, I'm going on this wild adventure, and you don't have any of that stuff with you. The family of these, all the families of these people had to be more than concerned. They had to be thinking they're gone, that something, that's it. You know, weather, something, they're in a catamaran, they're all the way out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, this isn't good when they've been gone this long. I mean, that's too long, like, boom. They're out of contact. So anyway, so the good news is that they were able to find them, and boy, they had, when I say they had everyone and their brother, I just was looking at the list of who was out there searching. You had two Navy P-3 or Orion planes. You had two Air Force C-12s. You had a patrol ship that was searching the area for all those hours I mentioned. You had also an HC-130 Hercules aircraft. Yeah. Oh, that's bad. That's bad news. Trying to explain that afterwards. But we thought we were going to be okay. We had no idea that it was that risky to go out there on the seas and not be completely prepared for what we might encounter. Yeah, not good. All right, let's move on to something else here that happened over the weekend that you might not have caught. 63-year-old Elton John, you know, there's your number part, has made history with his music, but he made some waves when he said that he was fed up with being treated like a second-class citizen in the U.S., and he said that's why he decided to talk about his frustration at a fundraiser for the ongoing legal challenge to California's gay marriage ban. He said he's become a parent of a baby boy. That happened on Christmas Day, he and his partner. And he said as he's gotten older, he's gotten more and more angry about this and just doesn't understand that he was completely disappointed by California's Proposition 8, which banned gay marriage. Of course, that's now old. That's back in 2008. And he said he might not have the want to get married, and he's satisfied with his partnership that he has in England, but he just doesn't understand how this continues. And he pledged to spend, you know, whatever it took to get more of the word out, whether it was $1 million or whatever it was, to keep raising the awareness of what he considers to be one of the biggest injustices going. And, you know, it's unusual for Elton to, as much as he's outspoken, it's unusual for him to speak out about this. So I think, and he said this several times, with being a new father, this is really weighing heavy on him. And he, again, doesn't understand the stand of the United States. I mean, I'll say this. In California, as much as the back and forth of the court and everything else, I don't know that across the board it's such a state's deal now, and where you'll see civil versus marriage, gay marriage across the board. I think that this is one of those things that is going to end up just completely being a state's issue more than anything else, and that is, there's always going to be the challenge, and it's going to go back and forth for a very long, long time. Well, how about the Jets? The Jets thought that they were going to be able to do it, and lo and behold, the Steelers were much better in that AFC title game. In case you missed it, it's worth a re-rack here, and we can count. The final score, 24-19. By the way, nobody nailed the score on either game because we opened it up to both games. So the Jets, who had such high hopes being back in the same position in the AFC Championship game, thought that this was going to be their year. And it wasn't in the end. Even though they made a good comeback in the second half, they didn't have it together in the first half. And that was costly because then they were playing the catch-up game and they couldn't catch up. And apparently there were some problems with some headsets. They're not trying to completely pin it on that. But they were screaming out plays on the line, and that really created a huge struggle for them. So in the AFC, it's all theirs, their baby. And in the other side of things, when it came to Green Bay and Chicago, a very strange deal with Chicago and Green Bay when they duked it out, because here it is in front of the Chicago fans, and Green Bay was favored, to be sure, in this one, but I don't think the fans were expecting what they got. And Jay Cutler wasn't even in the game after the third quarter. He left with a supposed knee injury. I say supposed because people were dogging him for being a wuss about it. So they end up with a third string quarterback in. The Bears are beaten by the Packers. The final score is 21-14 for the NFC All of the Marbles title game. Now the stage is set where it's going to be Green Bay and the Steelers, and Green Bay is the early favorite in this one. There's a whole week to go through. The Pro Bowl is in the middle of that, and then the action is in Dallas for Super Bowl 45. So there's going to be a lot of time. Well, that whole week plus, really 2 weeks, to talk about it. Some people argue about whether or not that's too much time. Speaking of too much time, Lance Armstrong is under the microscope once again, although is he ever not being challenged as to whether or not he doped at all during the entire time that he won all those Tour de Frances. And what's happened is Armstrong has just forged ahead, and he's done with his career. He's trying to go out and end his career. So after the 7 Tour de Frances, hasn't won any stages in the 6-stage event that he's part of now in Australia. He finished on Sunday outside of the top 50. And I guess I was looking at the time here. He was 6 minutes behind the 23-year-old race champion of Australia, Cameron Mayer. So he still is contracted for the record to Radio Shack, that team. He's scheduled to race in a whole bunch of events, but this is it for him. I mean, he's probably be in some mountain bike races. He said that he'll do some triathlons maybe, but there's a federal investigation that's been launched into these allegations that he doped regularly when he was racing with the U.S. Postal Team back in 99 through 2004. Whether it goes anywhere or not, who knows? Stay with us.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street.
Kane hanging out with all of you here in the U.S. and outside of our borders, too. Birthday is a big deal. Not a big deal. I don't know. You like celebrating your birthday? Certainly, it's, depending on your age, I think, it's like I say, well, it's an, you know, it's another year where you turn the page and it's about those possibilities. So who's turning the page? We're going to hit birthdays up in a little while here. It includes the list, Mary Lou Retton. How old do you think she is? Also, sadly, I'll tell you this one. John Belushi, if he were alive today, do you know what birthday he'd be celebrating? And because he's immortalized at the age he died, and when you see his stuff, it's hard to think, what would he look like? John Belushi would have been 62. Remember him from the Blues Brothers, of course, and his Saturday Night Live skits, but he would have been 62 years old. Neil Diamond. Aaron Neville, they have something in common. So we'll hit up some of those birthdays. There were some interesting birthdays over the weekend that included somebody that, this was the hot girl for a lot of guys, and I can't remember the show she was on. She was on 90210, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, or maybe Saved by the Bell. You might have had a crush on her in Saved by the Bell. She turned 37 over the weekend. And Brendan Shanahan, I've seen him play a million times. Back maybe, I want to say 5-6 years ago for the Red Wings, I saw him a bunch. And also Captain Sullenberger, if you remember him. You know, the whole Miracle on the Hudson, was that now a couple of years ago? He had a big birthday. He turned 60 years old. I bet he was celebrating that birthday. When you think of that plane and how the geese gunked it up and they managed that, it really was a miracle landing. How they managed to do that just absolutely perfectly incredible. If you saw a movie a few years ago, it's kind of a good rental. If you like Diane Lane, if you saw that movie Unfaithful, she had a big birthday over the weekend. She turned 46. And my pal Mike Modano's wife, remember Mike Modano, who forever and ever played for the Dallas Stars? Now, trivia question, who does he play for now? He married Willa Ford. She had a hit from a long time ago, I Want to Be Bad. She turned 30 years old over the weekend. 30's a great, 30's perfect. But then you just want to be stuck on 30, see this, so that's the thing. Anyway, we have birthdays coming up, not just right this second, but coming up in this segment, we will get to those birthdays, and I'm sure you are on the edge of your seat. But before we do that, we have some news you can abuse, meaning the weird stuff, the odd stuff that that happens while you're sleeping. Did you know, this is a good one actually, lately it seems like we're talking about Australia. We just were mentioning Lance Armstrong and racing in Australia and that investigation that's going on with him and how he didn't really finish very well in this Australian race. But out of Sydney, they're talking about these massive parking fines that actually got under the skin of one Australian man enough that he decided to create an iPhone app that warns people out there, you can warn other people when parking officers are lurking near a certain area of cars. I love that one. How great is that? Especially when you're in some areas where you can't find parking spots, like places in Manhattan or, you know, the side streets, there's like two spaces left where you're parked illegally, you're running in somewhere, and you know that you're going to get away with it, you're okay. It's called Park Patrol. And he developed this app to help other users to avoid what was at least $82, you know, U.S. equivalent-wise, of tickets. So he shows a list of maybe 20 to 30. He had a list of maybe 20 to 30 parking tickets that he had in his town just by being what he called a normal driver. And that's when he decided enough was enough. So the app lets you sign in and report sightings of parking officers just by hitting it. And I guess what comes up, because I'd like to see this app, is this cartoon faces of somebody wearing a police cap. And then it's on a map of the area. And then there's like a thank you deal, a thank you note or whatever. And then you can see. So if you pull up, you'll know whether or not it's okay. And the app is available for people that are Spanish speakers, German, English, of course, Portuguese, French. But most of the users are in Australia. But in other places, it's starting to get popular, England and Spain. And, wow, kind of a cool idea. I don't know. Do you like that idea, Matt? I love that idea that you could go hit your app and know whether or not the meter maid is out to get you.
That would be nice.
Yeah, New York's the worst. There's just no parking. You have to pay either a ton of money to park, or you have to find that elusive parking space that's, you know, you're not really supposed to park there, or you're not sure if you're supposed to park there, or certain times of the day you're not, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah, the worst is when you miss the time by minutes, which, yeah, I've done before and ended, ooh, up with a parking ticket for being 2 minutes too late.
Have you ever had a boot on your car?
No, but I have had a buddy that got one.
That's the worst.
It was actually, but for me, it was quite hilarious because he's the type of guy who kind of blows up at every situation. So we all sat back and watched him freak out for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a freak out. You got a boot. You got a boot on your car. Then you got to call somebody and have them figure out, you know, how they can help you. Hey, I need some help. I got a problem here with this boot thing on my car. And I can't move my car, so what am I supposed to do? All right, I'm going to make you laugh with this one. Portland, Oregon. An Oregon bikini barista says she isn't about to let some guy swipe her tip money. Molly Caravan said the man took about $60, what a scumbag, from her tip jar and got on a bus. She ratted him out to a Portland TV station. She followed the man on the bus, demanded the money back. She said the guy at first offered her a couple of dollars, and he finally gave her 20. Stunned passengers watched what was going on, watched the confrontation, until the bus driver told them to take the dispute someplace else. Police say they're looking for the tip snatcher. Well, first of all, they'd be pretty stunned because she's in her bikini and she jumps on the bus. And then they start yelling at each other. That would have to be, I think that would be kind of interesting. This from Vermont, for all our friends in Vermont listening. Vermonters say they have a beef with McDonald's, and it's about maple. The governor of Vermont says McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal doesn't have any real maple in it. So starting February 1st, customers in Vermont can request 100% maple syrup for their oatmeal. A spokeswoman for McDonald's says the company is pleased with the settlement, which will allow the continued sale of fruit and maple oatmeal in Vermont. Yeah, how do you do that? You got to sell the real deal when you're in Vermont, for goodness sake. I mean, of course they're going to know if it doesn't taste like the real thing. You can't sneak that by them. That's the land of maple syrup. All right, without further ado, we have birthdays for you. Didn't I promise birthdays?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
I was actually over the weekend at a birthday party, and on the cake, it was three people were celebrating birthdays. In my family, 144. Yeah, not everybody was old either. So there's one person that was really old. The others were a little bit younger. All right, Mary Lou Retton. Happy birthday to Mary Lou Retton. Remember her? 84 Olympics. That's way back. So you got to figure. She's 43 years old. Yeah, Tatiana Ale. You know, she was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. 32 years old. Also celebrating a birthday would be Warren Zevon, 64 years old. How about Mr. Neil Diamond? He has something in common with Aaron Neville. They both turned 70 years old. 70 years old. I mean, that's, I don't know. Is 70 the new 60? I'm not sure. But Neil Diamond looks pretty good. But you're going into the Wayback Machine with him, too. Mischa Barton. She's a little hottie. I think a lot of guys like her. She's on a thing called The O.C. Have you ever seen The O.C.? 25 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you from all of us from America Tonight.